producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a political cartoon up on Infowars.com. On the right-hand side, down towards the bottom, where we put the political cartoons, shows a man laying on the ground with his hands out towards the paramilitary police who fight the enemy, the American people, saying, "Don't shoot." And then the paramilitary occupier is turning back towards the news camera, screaming to them, "Don't shoot." Of course, they need to turn around with a rubber bullet and shoot the guy reporter in the face. Then it would be accurate. This is joke level. And it just shows a government that thinks it's God. And they put people in there that think they're God. And they, why not? They've gotten trillions of dollars stolen. The borders are wide open. The government put us under UN control. And this is how it works. Jakari, I'm going to bring you back at the bottom of the hour. But I want you guys to go out and get these interviews with folks that I was told were telling you guys that, you know, they don't see Obama as their savior either. In fact, what Joe Biggs said, he was told, is the exact quote that's being quoted by the Gateway pundit. But I want to document that. Protesters lash out at Obama in Sharpton. That's important to bring conservatives and liberals together against all this garbage, and don't let them make it a political, you know, like the pro-Obama forces or pro-demonstrators, and then the pro-police people or Republicans. That's how they want to divide this. I believe they're clearly trying to escalate this. Jakari, give me your take on what you think's happening here and just overall what you thought of the night. Then we'll come back to you in 30 minutes after James O'Keefe joins us, and you can tell the whole story and give us a tour.
Well, you know, it's a very, it was a horrible situation. Just to put it in one word, if I could use one word, it was a horrible situation. Because as Joe Biggs pointed out, one guy throws a bottle that doesn't really even get close to the police, and they say, "You are no longer peaceably assembled. Now you have to clear the area." Even though, maybe you saw in one of our earlier reports, they had at least 70 guys, heavy armor, SWAT guys with the riot shields and all that. If they would have sent those guys out, if they would have made it a priority to get that one guy, they could have caught him. And then a second guy comes and he throws a Molotov cocktail that hits the car wash over here. And if they wanted to, they could have made it a priority to go get that one guy. But they didn't want to do that. They wanted to say, because two guys initially started this thing, it started the conflict, everybody now has to go home. And then the semantics and the games that they play, telling you that you have to go home. We've documented that in multiple videos starting the first night we got here. And they're saying there is no curfew. They started saying that at about 4 or 5 p.m., or actually, I guess it's 6 p.m.
Why don't you
yesterday.
Just start saying you're illegal aliens, and then they would cook you dinner and maybe change any baby's diapers?
Right, but let me show you this, Alex. This is what makes me so angry. This is what was used against us. You can see the triple chase. This is the smoke grenade, and maybe we can get a look at this. It says smoke by trained and authorized personnel only. So if you're trained and authorized to use this against unarmed American citizens, that is perfectly fine. And I'll be the first one to tell you, there were some guys out here throwing throwing bottles and stuff at the police. But for the three people I saw throwing Molotov cocktails at the police, I personally had three smoke canisters fired at me in rapid fire right down this street. So I saw three Molotovs, and I had them shoot three of these at me.
Oh, let's be clear. They were targeting press that has a right to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, look, I bet money that the guys throwing the Molotovs work for them. And the cops may not even know that. I mean, I'm telling you, false flag. If I had to make a guess,
I think
Eric
those guys were trying to kick some stuff up. I can't go as far as say they work for any particular person, but I think they definitely wanted a conflict. And so the police, they gassed the whole area. They're telling people to return to their homes. I met a sweet old lady out here who actually gave me directions because I had to get off this main road where our vehicle was.
Well, Jakari, I don't want to interrupt you. We're going to give you the floor at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll also talk to Josh Owens. Hold all that. Tell it all in one story. You guys get in the car, get some air conditioning, take a break. Then we'll talk to you, and at 1 o'clock you can go get some lunch. And I guess you're going to be there tonight and tomorrow to see what happens, Jakari.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on tonight. I'm not exactly sure what forces they're going to have out. The rumor is that they're not going to have the normal police. So we'll see who they bring out here to end the Bill of Rights tonight.
Well, you can't tell who they are anyways. They're all in commando outfits.
Yeah, well, you know, no badge numbers, no names, no nothing. You can't ask these guys questions.
Sound cannons, flashbangs, rubber bullets, tear gas.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
O'Keefe is with us till the bottom of the hour, projectveritas.com. I don't really need to introduce him to most of the audience. He's been arrested. They've tried to indict him for being a member of the press. He helped bring down Akron and so much more by going in and saying he wanted to run underage prostitutes through their operation. He is the true example of real journalism, and that's why the authoritarian left is always trying to have him put in prison. And I wanted to get him on about a story that broke over the weekend and was on Drudge for like 3 days, a stunt that was genius to show how wide open the border is. We sent reporters down to go back and forth across the river, but dressed up like Osama bin Laden in the whole jihadi outfit, just to show how ridiculous it is. And that's how you capture the public's attention. So I wanted to play a clip of that as well after we talked some with him today. But James O'Keefe, Obama just came out 5 minutes ago. We have the clip coming up after you leave us, and said, oh, I'm for the First Amendment. You know, it's just, we shouldn't be attacking the press in Ferguson. And then the governor came out and said he's going to get the bottom of it. I don't support the looters. I don't know the truth about who shot this 18-year-old man, you know, on purpose, or whether it was an accident or it was a scuffle, Michael Brown. But I have reporters there that were shot with rubber bullets, flashbangs, sound cannons. Al Jazeera's hundreds of yards away. They say, turn your cameras off on loudspeakers, and then start firing at my reporters and others, arresting Washington Post reporters and people in a McDonald's down the road as they're there ordering coffee. I mean, this is not a free country. As somebody who's been targeted, you know, you came to the aid, I came to the aid of people like Dinesh D'Souza when he got indicted on trumped up, made up garbage about giving, you know, a few thousand dollars to a friend of his who was running for the Senate. But we came to his aid. If Bush would have had Michael Moore arrested, I would have come to his aid, even though I don't like Michael Moore. Is the press going to stick together on this? I mean, I don't even know your take on this yet, so I'm going out on a limb here. But regardless, this is different issues. The Michael Brown shooting and the way the police are acting and the fact that they're following federal orders to aim lasers at my reporters and others that are, you know, hundreds of yards away. And I mean, this is getting really bizarre. James O'Keefe, this could be the crisis. Just like with Trayvon Martin. We know the Justice Department there got caught stirring stuff up with secret agents. That came out in mainstream news. This thing stinks to high heaven. What's your take on it?
Well, I mean, I saw that the two journalists were arrested, and there's outrage on Twitter about it. I myself have been arrested. I was falsely accused. They're calling it a false arrest. And I think it's outrageous what they're doing to the guys at the Huffington Post and the Washington Post. Ryan Riley and I have butted heads. He's a civil rights reporter. He's opposed photo ID laws, and they celebrated it when I got arrested, and really it comes down to labels, and who's a journalist, who's not a journalist. When I wear a hidden camera and work for YouTube, you know, I'm not a journalist, therefore I'm not afforded the rights that they are. But I saw that Rand Paul just has a new piece out on Time Magazine just minutes ago, where he talks about the militarization of police forces. I mean, I think when I've been on your show before, I've said that, you know, no matter, as long as you're gathering information, in my book, you're considered a journalist, and you should have all the rights and the privileges afforded to journalists. But it's really scary to see what's happening out there, and now there's even reports that, you know, they're looking out for people who are tweeting. Citizens who are tweeting, they're going to come after them. So, but I think that, you know, we've been on the front lines and certainly have been attacked, and they've celebrated our arrest. It's good to know now that people are looking out for these journalists getting arrested, because it's an important thing.
Well, exactly. And I've noticed you've defended the press, whether it be left or right. And again, we see the left calling for free speech to be shut down whenever the IRS goes after free speech organizations and nonprofit press groups. MSNBC goes on and says, yeah, shut down the Tea Party. Of course we're auditing you. You're a terrorist organization. But then Rachel Maddow freaks out when the Huffington Post people get arrested. Hey, how about we freak out all the time here?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, there needs to be outrage no matter who the person getting arrested is. Just because the Washington Post reporter, you know, I saw this, you know, 10,000 retweets. Society becomes more outraged when it's a member of the establishment media class. But if it's a blogger or an independent person, the right needs to defend the left just as much as the, you know, left should defend the right. Rachel Maddow has spent so many hours attacking me, you know, and James is discredited. He was arrested. James was arrested. Well, is that now the thing that makes you discredited? Josh Fox was arrested. He's an Academy Award winner. Ryan Riley.
Martin Luther King was arrested 150-something times.
And it's a false arrest. The whole point of it, it's a false arrest. The police assaulted Ryan Riley yesterday. They assaulted him. They threw me against the car in New Orleans. They destroyed my evidence. And we need to stop this left right thing.
Sure.
When it comes to this particular issue of police brutality and civil rights. It's about
what's happening with the police? Because you've been arrested and thrown in jail and harassed so many times. How do cops? And again, most cops aren't like this, but more and more cities have special units that will just march up and assault and beat up and falsely charge even mainline media now, who's been defending bloggers and folks being attacked. I mean, what's wrong with them?
Well, I agree with Rand Paul's column that he just wrote. You know, he said that most police officers are good cops and good people, and it's a difficult job in circumstances. So I'm not necessarily faulting the police. And my interaction is actually with the federal agents in New Orleans and people who were former police officers who became FBI agents. But I think that it's a top-down problem. You know, the people, just like the situation on the border this past week, we went down there and the federal agents were nowhere to be found. They're kind of just doing their jobs, but it's the people on top. It's the people in Washington that are giving the orders to them not to do their jobs or to do a different job. But there's an increasing effort to make journalism illegal in this country, to make gathering information when you're out in the field. I'm not talking about people who sit in cubicles in New York City. People who are out there in the field gathering information, there is an effort to try to either destroy their character or put them in jail. And now, and just now, we're starting to see it on the left. We're starting to see people at mainstream media outlets face the same type of issues that you've faced and I've faced and citizen journalists have faced.
That's right, and it's scary to see it intensifying, and now they have internet kill switches going in. Obama's making announcements, commandeering my phone all the time. Even when it's off, it turns on with Obama messages. My dad, my mom, everybody I know is getting them. The whole office phones ring, and I get, you know, these weird Democrat messages. Now they passed a bill in California to make kill switches by law be in all the phones so police can turn them off during situations like this. The genie cannot be put back in the bottle. Let me expand on this with you, and then talk about your border investigation. What do you make of attempts by the IRS to shut down free speech, and now the IRS isn't getting in any trouble? James, that's what concerns me, is that they've gotten away with all this and that what's bad is about to get a lot worse.
Yeah, there was someone comment, and by the way, what's happening with Washington Post and the Huffington Post, like it's deplorable and it's outrageous. But it is interesting to note that, you know, when Catherine Engelbrecht in Texas gets audited by the IRS and her company faces harassment from the Justice Department, that is equally bad. I mean, we're talking about both of these things are bad, but nobody cares about the IRS. Nobody cares about the IRS harassing innocent people, harassing, you know, auditing Andrew Cuomo, auditing me in New York State. No one cares about that. It's only about this one incident now in Missouri. But I mean, I've said publicly that I'm going to do an investigation into the IRS. I'm going to go undercover. I have to be careful because the IRS is a federal agency, and there are laws which the federal government interprets broadly. So if I'm like going undercover into a federal building, I have to be careful. But I'm going to investigate the IRS probably in the fall or in the wintertime, and I'd love to get on tape, on undercover tape. People like Lois Lerner speaking candidly about her motives and about.
Well, you know where to go. I mean, you reported on it in Dallas when people pointed out they were Democrats. They have Democrat parties with stickers, and they all get in big meeting halls and basically chant and admit they're on a team to target conservatives. I mean, they're like Nazis or the Soviets. I mean, they know they're bad.
Well, you got to go to the conferences. You got to go to like the IRS did the Congo line. You know, going to the summits, the conferences, the barbecues.
You got to go into their Las Vegas parties, exactly.
And you got to get them speaking. If we had a videotape of Lois Lerner saying exactly how she felt about the Tea Party, everything would change. Forget Congress, forget the hearings. we'd bypass that and go right to the out. It would outrage everyone. And I think like the Osama bin Laden thing, you know, the whole notion of terrorists crossing into the United States, that's not a divisive issue. Immigration is a divisive issue. People, I like immigrants. I don't like immigrants. That's racist. You're not racist. But the moment you switch to something, you know, like targeting people and getting it on tape, I think that's going to bring people together. That's exactly what I want to get on tape.
Well, I mean, you're not just a journalist, James. You've changed the world.
Thank you.
And then I'm just sick of all these lazy New York Times and CNN people. Oh, you read the New York Times, you're so smart, when they just go around regurgitating pseudo-intellectual crap from the White House. So you're not as good as the New York Times. You're 1,000 times better, and I mean it.
Thank you.
We are the new press, and we wear our bias to promote freedom and tell the truth openly. We'll be back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest-Rite for months now. Have you invested in yours yet? As you know, we live in a politically and economically troubled time. You should be preparing for an uncertain future today. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant and less dependent upon others. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRite.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRite.com. And be sure to mention this ad to save $200 through the month of August.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you. I'm James O'Keefe. I'm right in the center of the Mexican-American border, and I see no border patrol. I see no security. Thousands of people have stood in my footsteps right now. They've come from South America, Honduras, Guatemala, and they've all crossed the border. And if they can cross, anybody can cross. And I'm here today to ask you, do you feel safe?
He's dressed as Osama bin Laden crossing the river. He even walked like bin Laden. Is that bin Laden? Or is it Obama? See the whole video at ProjectVeritas.com. James, I want to get you back for a full hour in the near future. We obviously sell your book that chronicles all the amazing things you and your group have been part of, and it's a how to go out and be a true grassroots, muckraking journalist. You and Matt Drudge and others are heralding the return, and InfoWars as well, and my reporters and many others, of journalism. The mainstream has become a vacuum because they don't operate like journalists. They're repeaters. When they do journalistic activities, they get rubber bulleted and arrested. In closing, in the 5 minutes we've got left, you know, Matt Drudge last year tweeted that Senator Feinstein was a fascist, and she is a fascist, saying that the New York Times could have journalistic protections, but you and I couldn't, that it has to be a mainline media group, and that Congress has to say who has the First Amendment. Well, that's like the state saying they can say what churches can exist. We've all got to come together as the press and as the people and decry what's happened, or we're going to lose it all. The system is threatened by this. And the cops, I mean, if there's no First Amendment, they're going to lose their Second Amendment. And so we're all in this together. Your take on what we face as a society and where you see us as a culture.
I think it requires ordinary citizens stepping outside their comfort zone. You made a comment in the last segment. You said they're sitting in their cubicles in New York, or they're sitting in New York City in Washington. Some people got to get out into the field. They got to take their cameras outside the newsroom and go out into the crowd. And I don't care whether you're on the left or the right. The fact that you're in Missouri or you're in Texas, you're on the border. A lot of people criticize me. What are you doing down there, James? Aren't you making a mockery of this whole border debate by dressing up like Osama? And I said, actually, CNN showed images of the lack of a fence, and they were only showing those images because of what we did at Project Veritas. We forced the mainstream media to cover issues they don't want to talk about.
Oh, I mean, they always complain when we're successful and change the world. Bringing down Akern, exposing the IRS, you've done that, and dozens of other world-shaking stories, so they say you don't have an effect and you're pathetic and you're discredited because you got arrested. I mean, it's ridiculous. They say Drudge doesn't have any power and I don't have any power. It's pure bull. They're losing the power because they're frauds. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They need to leave their air-conditioned offices and go out into the country and take a camera. Like, I have a way to change. Here's how we change the world. All the people that consider themselves journalists, let's say there's 10 or 20,000 of them, just take a camera, leave your office, go to a local area, government office and start asking difficult questions. If all the journalists just took a camera and started asking questions, the world would be a better place. But they're not going to do that. They're going to sit on Twitter all day. And that's my urge. I urge journalists to do this type of thing. And as far as Feinstein is concerned and all those people, yes, it's very scary stuff, but they can't stop all of us. So we got to stick together and step outside our comfort zones and go out in the field. That's my solution.
Well, you're absolutely right. And mainstream media's ratings continue to plunge while our ratings go up and up and up. I call them the dinosaur media. I call us the real media. I mean, what's the best name for establishment media in your view? And then what's the best name for us?
I would call them political marketing officials. I would not call them journalists because they're advertisers for the political marketing industry. That's like Politico.com is a sort of ruling class marketing machine that they basically Politico.com serves the political class in Washington, and then the political class in Washington serves Politico.com. What we should call ourselves is journalists. I'm even thinking about abandoning the citizen portion of that, just journalists, because that's the role of a journalist, is to speak truth to power. And I think that's what we should refer. But these labels, these notions that, well, he's a journalist, therefore it's wrong for that he got arrested. But O'Keefe and Alex Jones, Well, they're not journalists, so I hope they rot in prison. And these labels are just ridiculous. The fact is we're exposing the truth, we're speaking truth to power, and you're going out into the field to gather information.
Absolutely. And everybody needs to get out and do their own YouTubes, their own news. And then there's no way they can ever censor all of it. The real revolution is the info war right now. James O'Keefe, from all the info warriors, we salute you. Look forward to your next incredible triumph over tyranny. And folks need to support you and us as well. That's another way to fight back is for people to support true independent journalists. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 11th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1370. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6135, $680.68 for a half ounce, or $340.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6135, $680.68, and $340.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season where the blood runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this land to
promised land,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
I want to salute our reporters and all the other independent free press out there doing a great job who aren't state run. We're going to talk for the rest of the hour with Jakari Jackson and Josh Owens and Joe Biggs, who are there in Ferguson. We do have the clip of Obama's response coming up that actually sounds very reasonable and fair, what he said. But again, it's all a disingenuous psyop. I predicted he would do just this last hour. before he spoke, I said that Obama would come out and do exactly what he has now done. Well, you know, this is a local issue, so we weren't really in control of it, and we need to investigate, and the police need to be transparent about what happened to Michael Brown, who was shot last weekend, and we also need people not to use this as cover for looting or vandalism and, you know, for attacking police officers. There's never a good time to do that. And then he goes on to say, but we also need to not have the police attacking peaceful protesters and the press just doing their job. But meanwhile, the surrogates are out there all running the PSYOP. While he's calling for calm on Trayvon Martin, the Justice Department's in there actually organizing the demonstrations, trying to get riots going. Because if he can get a bunch of black people rioting around the country, that'll get folks off the subject of Fast and Furious and open borders and the rest of it. We're going to go to our guests in a minute, but it's not good luck, they say. And I'm not superstitious, but I am, just to be safe. People, I'm not superstitious, but I am. Knock on wood. I think being superstitious just means you don't take everything for granted. You're not arrogant. I found some of the smartest people I know are superstitious. They say you don't toast with water. So I'm going to put in a super male vitality for my lunchtime dose into this filtered water. And then I'm going to put a squirt of Survival Shield X2 in there and stir it up. And then my new super product, the secret product that's going to be coming out in a few months, I'll put a squirt of that in there. And this is my little cocktail, even though there's zero alcohol in it, that I'm going to have from all natural gifts that God gave us. Absolutely delicious. I'm going to be enjoying the rest of that while we talk to our reporters. Again, I toast Jakari Jackson, Joe Biggs, Josh Owens, Kit Daniels, Adon Salazar, Kurt Nemo, Leanne McAdoo, Marcos Morales, Rob Dew, Darren McBreen, John Bound, the entire crew in here, just everybody. I need to go through the whole list, but especially the folks that were out there in the field last night and my reporters that were writing about it at 1 a.m., Kit Daniels and others, did a great job covering what happened so far, and we'll have more coverage tonight on the Nightly News and throughout the evening with our reporters who have chosen to stay in Ferguson for the foreseeable future while this unfolds. I know Jakari and others have got to come back and take care of their dogs and stuff, but we need to have another team go up to Ferguson. If this continues, I'm going to go up to Ferguson probably next Monday. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump up there, so we're going to do that. Now, I've done an hour and 37 minutes of broadcasting today, and I've not plugged anything. It's very expensive to send reporters all over the country and all over the world. It's very expensive to run this operation. So we don't get Rockefeller funding or banker bailout money, stimulus money, or taxpayer money like NPR and MSNBC. We are funded by selling high-quality water filtration at the lowest price, free market. High-quality, groundbreaking supplements at the lowest price, InfoWarsLife.com. Molon Labe designer belt buckles and George Washington belt buckles. Now, continuing here, folks, it is absolutely essential that you support us. And you've been doing that, but if people did a lot more with your free will, you're buying war bonds or basically working in a factory building bombs so that our pilots can go out and take on the enemy. I mean, that's the equivalent of what you're doing when you buy the high-quality coffee or get the high-quality 1776 products at madein1776.com, when you buy a ball cap, when you buy a Molon Labe t-shirt, when you buy a book, when you buy a film, when you buy the magazines in bulk at cost, you're helping get the word out. It's all about fighting the tyranny. And the money goes right back into this operation, right back into funding our operation and expanding what we're doing. InfoWarsLife.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And even if you can't buy the fine products we've got, that I'm extremely proud of. You can tell friends and family about the broadcast. You can spread the word about the show, and people will come here and get a perspective they're not getting anywhere else that has shown itself to be the zeitgeist on the pulse of what's happening. And I'm not like a lot of other talk show hosts. I want to just win this thing. I don't want to live in a big mansion and have private jets. Not that that's bad if you make the money on your own. That's great. That's how the economy works. My treasure, the fortune I want, is to defeat these tyrants. I want to win the game. It isn't a game at all. It's life. It's my soul, my children's soul, your children's soul, your future. It's about being honorable in my time alive. It's about being real. It's about being a man. It's about being fearless. It's about being strong. It's about conquering fear. That's why you see me out at public events where I'm being death threatened with no bodyguards, and why I advertise that. And it's not because I have a death wish. It's because I have transcended the fear. I have transcended the weakness. I am ready. You understand that? And I don't look forward to anything happening, but I am committed. I will not be a coward. I will die a man like my ancestors before me. That's what matters. It comes down to that poem, Child Roland, the Dark Tower Came. And there they were all to see the last of me. And dauntless, I lifted the slug horn to my lips and blew. Child Roland, the Dark Tower Came. You understand that 14-minute poem, if it's read by book on audio tape, you can find it on YouTube. If you understand that poem, you understand it all. It's what it's all about. And if you're a woman, it's about being beautiful when you're young and being a great mother as you grow, and then being someone who guides your family and is a rock through hard times to build the next generation and move forward as well. That's what will give you fulfillment, not trying to be a tart when you're 60 years old. Like Joan Rivers, you know, is like 80-something. Those are the most vapid, empty, unhappy people because they worship the flesh. And the low-level bestiality that this whole system creates and pushes, turning us into animals instead of reaching for our higher angels. I'm going to stop preaching. The point is, we bring on all these other hosts, all these other people, and I celebrate James O'Keefe, even though Project Veritas has never promoted anything we've done. I celebrate other talk show hosts that tell the truth and get the word out and are venues to enlighten others. We got George Norrie coming on last hour. He's a big man. Nobody, when he first started having me on 13 years ago, it's got to be that long ago now, while time flies, nobody has other talk show hosts on with people like George Norrie and myself. No national host does that. Michael Savage does it. More and more you see it happening because people, it isn't about the ego of the show. It isn't about who's the biggest. It's about having a future. It's about taking care of your children and grandchildren. It's about sharing info and trying to save the world, the people in the world, from the world. And, I mean, it is a real pleasure, and I relish seeing Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs and Josh Owens do an incredible job out there in Ferguson, Missouri. And to see them get shot with rubber bullets and hit with tear gas and to have the courage to do what they did and to be honorable and have the moral authority through it. It is so good to have kinsmanship with people like that. That's what life's all about. To have a feeling of satisfaction at their chivalry for all of our freedoms. That's what builds a civilization. I mean, the footage we've got in HD that's coming in now from the guys is like something out of a movie. We're showing some of it now. The war zone and how the police have been militarized and prepared for the public. I guarantee you, reading about Western justice and stuff, 150 years ago, one sheriff in a place like Dodge City or Tombstone could have walked, one Texas Ranger could have gone up to a crowd like that in almost every case, talked them down and gotten it to stop by promising to get justice, by bringing community leaders in to see the evidence, by firing a cop or arresting a cop that shot somebody innocent. They would have had respect. This whole thing would have been shut down, right? Bam, just like that. Instead, you see the spectacles like this that could cause this country to burn and start a civil war that the globalists want, that I've been warning you about. Let's go now to the sweltering heat, 105 degrees, in the middle of Missouri with Jakari Jackson. Jakari, tell the story now of what unfolded yesterday. Then we'll talk to our valiant cameraman, Josh Owens.
Jakari Jackson reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. Now, as you just mentioned, Alex, it got pretty hot last night. It's not just the heat from the summer. It was the heat from the flashbang grenades that set this whole thing off. Maybe you can hear behind me all the people driving by. They're honking. They're showing their support for the community. It's a large church group out here who are out here trying to wake people up, not just to the police state, but also trying to get them spiritually ready for the things to come. But going through the story last night, we got here probably about 4 or 5 p.m., and the protesters peacefully at that time were gathered right down the street from where we are. And they were in the street. And the police come up with small numbers. They say, hey, can you guys get out of the street? You're blocking the street. So the protesters eventually get on the sidewalk. That's when they pull up with the big MRAP trucks. And then they're out there, 70-plus guys, heavy armor, batons, helmets, guys on top of the MRAPs with the snipers aimed at people. They didn't just have them on the turns. They were aiming them at people in the crowd. I was standing close enough to them, Alex, where I could hear what they're saying. Hey, look at that guy in the orange shirt. Look at that guy in the red shirt. And I look around, and it's some guy who's, you know, has his hand behind his back stretching like this. But I guess they think that he's reaching for a weapon. And then the guy, another guy, had all the smoke agents, all the chemical agents. Yeah, a lot of support going on out here. So eventually they say you can protest in the daytime. Then they come out and they say you can't protest in the daytime, even though it's 6 p.m. The sun was clearly out. So everybody's standing on the sidewalks. You guys can't stand on the sidewalk. I said, well, sir, this is a public sidewalk, is what we're saying to these guys. And they said, you can't stand here. They eventually.
By the way, do they say myself. Sir back to you? No, they don't treat you with respect.
No, they don't do that. So they start pushing myself. They start pushing Joe Biggs. We have to all move back because they're saying, if you stay here, you're going to get arrested. So they're shoving us. If you stay here, you're going to get arrested. So they're brutalizing us as they're telling us to get down the street. So eventually we get to the area where we are now. We see all these protesters. Everybody's peaceful in the streets. People were having somewhat of a block party in the middle of the street.
And by the way, Jakari, we're showing HD footage you guys have now had a chance to upload to us of them training their M4, M16s on peaceful people even during the daylight. I mean, this is so provocative.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And another thing, Alex, when they were moving the big MRAPs, they kept saying, nobody throw anything. We're like, we're not throwing anything. Nobody throw anything. Nobody was throwing anything at that point. The guy who threw the initial bottle was several hours later. So we're out here because the police have the streets blocked off in both directions. So a church group's out here, and there's at least 3 or 4 people out here, 300 people out here at that time. And so everybody's out here congregating. And then eventually, probably about 2 or 3 hours later, once the sun went down, you know, somebody took it upon themselves to throw a bottle at the police. And because one guy threw a bottle, nobody can have a First Amendment anymore. Even though they had 70-plus heavy armor guys who could have easily ran out here and caught that one guy, no, nobody can be out here because we're no longer peaceably assembled.
Well, Jakari, that's like when one teenage kid's running and is hiding in a boat. They shut down half the city and go in people's houses, grabbing blonde-haired women by the hair, dragging them out and aiming guns at people.
Just like Boston.
Yeah, just like it's Boston. All a power grab. That's what this is all about.
Oh, it is a power grab because they're out here power tripping. They're on the loudspeakers. Get back, and then you hear the soft-voiced woman. She says, please turn off your cameras. Or she said, please, just turn off your cameras. We all look at each other. They say, just turn off your cameras. No, we're not going to turn off our cameras because if you think about all the hostility we got while our cameras are on, how much more when the cameras are off?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jakari, and it's so much more has happened. I mean, now we're getting the HD footage you guys shot in the dark last night. You're in neighborhoods, and they're chasing after people, just like when Rob Dew got arrested in Pittsburgh for the G20. The G20 was over, and they went to the university to find kids out at night in the park eating dinner and were assaulting women on bicycles and then chasing people into the dorms, attacking them like mad dogs.
That's what it was. It was a mad dog mentality because some of these people, many of these people live in this neighborhood right behind me. So they were shooting tear gas and rubber bullets at people standing in their own front yards. And I was with, you guys probably saw when they threw the flashbang at Al Jazeera. I was standing right there when that happened because we all got separated, myself and the rest of the InfoWars crew. And I saw a bunch of camera people. There's also a local NBC affiliate over there as well. I said, okay, they're probably not going to attack us. They see the lights. They see the cameras. No, they said, okay, we see a good lit-up target. Let's attack these guys. And they shot the guy from Al Jazeera, so we all take off running because they keep shooting the smoke. and I had to actually hop over somebody's fence. When you guys saw on the video, they shot three flashbangs at me, bang, bang, bang. So I had to hop over somebody's fence. We had to run through somebody's yard very briefly to get to the other side. And there was this girl who had inhaled the smoke, and so we had to actually lay her down on the ground. And the rest of us were just trying to get positioned so they wouldn't come after us anymore. But they went all the way down the street. Maybe we can show them, Josh. They started right here, back where this this black car is, and they just went all the way down the street, just shooting smoke, flashbangs, going down the street is where we found the ordinance that Joe Biggs was showing you about the rubber bullets, about the gas canisters. All that stuff was going all the way down this street. I mean, like Joe Biggs said, there was a huge plume of smoke going all the way down this street. It no doubt went into this neighborhood behind us. So innocent people who were just out sitting on their front porch had to breathe this as well.
Well, again, Jakari Jackson reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. If you just joined us, Jakari, you guys plan to be there tonight and throughout the next few nights, and we'll get more reporters up there to relieve you. So we need to start setting that up via the weekend. Then I guess if it's still going on, I'll make plans to go up there on Monday. I've got child issues and things I've got to take care of this weekend, but who knows? I may have to go up there regardless, because it looks like this is starting to escalate. Any word on what we know is coming up tonight?
Well, all I've heard is that I believe it was reported by RT that the local police are no longer going to police this area, even though they didn't really seem like police to me. They seem more like a invading military force. So who's going to replace them if that is true? I'm not sure if it's going to be National Guard. I'm not sure if it's going to be some private outfit. I don't know. So we have to wait and see at this point. But we have seen local police, state troopers and so forth, driving up and down here. They're not blocking anything off at this point. They usually start the blockade probably about 3 or 4 o'clock. So we'll probably find out around that time who's actually going to be out here, quote, policing the area.
Lights out, America, lights out at 6 o'clock. Get in your houses and prepare to work tomorrow. Land of the free, home of the brave.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
That's Jello Biafra bringing us in. Now we got our cameraman, Josh Owens. Josh, you were there at the Bundy Ranch where the feds stood down because they knew people had firearms. And now you've witnessed this here. It's just incredible. They tried to say everybody at Bundy was racist whites. Now they're saying it's racist blacks. No, they're just humans that don't want to be hunted and killed. And I don't want to make the police the enemy either, but they're being given orders and doctrines that are authoritarian and will cause civil war. Josh Owens, InfoWars.com cameraman, give us your take on what you've witnessed in Ferguson, Missouri.
Josh Owens reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. I would like to give my account of what happened because it's a little bit different than theirs. It all started right back here where we were all together. They start coming in. They start throwing flashbangs, throwing tear gas. Biggs runs over here, gets shot. Jakar runs to the other side of the street, and I run straight down this street right here that you can see behind me. As soon as I start running, they start shooting tear gas all around my feet. And I'm not the healthiest guy in the world, so I'm breathing heavily. And I literally cannot catch my breath, and I start vomiting immediately. I know it's disgusting, but this is just what happened. Start vomiting immediately, and I go blind. I can't see anything. I run into a car over here as they're continuing to throw explosions all around me. I run into a car, and someone was nice enough to give me some water. I throw it in my eyes. We all keep running down there while I'm still trying to film them pushing forward, throwing flashbangs, throwing tear gas. As soon as I get down here, probably, 1/4 of a mile, they start flooring the MRAPs. They start running towards us. They start arresting people. So I start running down this road, and I run into a neighborhood. They chase me into a neighborhood. And inside the neighborhood, over the houses, they're throwing tear gas into the streets of the neighborhood because a lot of people were running.
And by the way, those are very flammable. You're not supposed to do that. That's a big news issue. That's what probably burned down Waco. Wow, you're saying they were shooting those over houses.
They were shooting them over houses into the neighborhood. So I'm running through the neighborhood, still vomiting, completely blind. I cannot see anything. And luckily enough, I found someone in a car. I actually ran into the car, and it was a Vice reporter. She let me into the car.
Hold on, I want to hear about this. Back in 60 seconds, then George Norrie's coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins of heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.